Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Hello, this is David Altenburn. Welcome back, friends, to another edition of Legal, Eagle, and the Coach. We like to start our shows with a little bit of a theme of the day, if you will. Last week, we talked about heating up your business as the weather heats up into the summer months and things you can do to take good action in that regard. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about controlling your own destiny and creating your own dream life. You know, we talk about these things, but whether it's your education or your business or your relationship or your activities or your travel opportunities, what are you doing to take control of those things so that it is the dream life that you live, that you want to live? We've got some great guests today. We've got Brad Rainey, who's a sales and management speaker and an author. And, you know, that's other things where you can get recognition in your field, be viewed upon as an expert in your field, becoming an author, becoming a speaker, getting out to networking events where you put yourself out there and meet the other professionals in your field. And we were talking before the show with my co-host, Brian Kaiser, coach extraordinaire. And Brian, I'd like you to share with our audience right now, if you could, the great quote that you came upon that kind of capsulizes the spirit of today's show.
I would be more than glad to do that. David, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Like, doing great. Doing great. We got sunny weather.
We have some phenomenal guests
lined up, a lot of storms.
We've had some really awesome storms. So looking forward to a great show, and really glad that we could still produce a show, even if it's raining, you know, rain, shine, it's all good to go. So our quote today is about, you know, believing in your dreams. And the quote is from Farnoosh Brock, and I found him on Facebook. He writes some pretty good quotes. Believe in your dream completely, even if you are the only one. Believe it like you believe in the sun and the moon and the stars. You got to believe.
Absolutely. And, you know, in that same vein, you know, we often talk about bucket lists toward the end of our lives. But, you know, it seems to me that it's never too early in our life to sit down in times of reflection and put together what I call mini bucket lists in different areas of your life, your business, areas where you want to see and travel and see the world, relationships and associations and events that you wish to get involved with to enrich yourself in your life. And so, you know, I think we're going to have a great show because, you know, our first guest talks about being the CEO of basically your dreams, your life, and reaching your peak. You know, we talk about being all that you can be. And so our first guest is going to give us some insights in that regard. Our second guest is, you know, years ago as a young law clerk, I'll never forget, as I was graduating law school and I was working for a law firm, they gave me a plaque. And the plaque said, essentially, be careful when you make your mark. There's so many people out there with erasers that want to change things. And our second guest is a return guest, Brian Turner, How to Kill a Lawsuit. And he talks about various aspects, and he teaches through his book various aspects to increase your wealth and to protect your wealth and protect your assets. And so being an attorney, it'll be a great interview and a good time spent with our second guest. You know, And, you know, Mr. Coach, we've both been very fortunate to be associated in collaborative books with Brian Tracy and with our producer, Tony Gambone, a pioneer here in the internet radio field, with the Share Your Message with the World book, and he's got a second book out by a similar title. You know, Celebrity Press that's out in California, they talk about social media. And one of the publications they came up about recently was the laws of kind of social media. And I'd like to share a few of these with our audience. The law of listening, and that's essentially taking those folks that are your friends, connected with you through social media, looking at their sites and understanding them and their interest. You know, we talk about in business knowing your audience. Well, that applies to all aspects of marketing our business. Or the law of focus, understanding the niche that you have, the value that you provide, why someone, as you like to say, Mr. Coach, should be attracted to doing business with you as opposed to others. And then basically the law of influence, who you associate with and the groups and the networking groups that you get involved with will shape your future, no question about it. So what other thoughts do you have before we get started with our guests?
Well, you know, you mentioned a lot of really powerful points, and the guys, Nick Nant and JW, do some amazing things over there with their team, you know, Greg Rowlett and the guys. So, you know, really, when people come in to start their journey in coaching, or they come in just to start their journey as an entrepreneur, they have a dream, and the biggest part of that is believing that you can do and accomplish what you're setting out to accomplish. And I think for most people out there, that's a tough feat, especially when you stand at the beginning and you look down that long, long, winding, sometimes tumultuous road, and not sure what's all going to be there, but you know, having that belief and that faith that you're going to make it to the other side and you're going to come out where you want to be is really a key. So, I'm interested in hearing all the things our first guest has to say. He's in sales and management training. I'm sure he's got some awesome, awesome tips and tricks and things for us, to give the audience. And then, of course, looking for, you know, having Brian Turner on again this is going to be fun because I got to interview him the first time, and now you're on to interview him the second time. And, the legal aspect is going to be phenomenal, getting to get the legal eagles, perspective on things and questions. So that's going to be really cool. So really, go ahead.
I was just going to say, back on the dreams for a moment, you know, those of us that have lived in Houston a long time can remember a certain basketball team that wasn't faithful all the way, and somehow they did. And in the immortal words of Rudy Tomjanovich, it was like the heart of a champion. And, you know, our Rockets are down now, but they came back from 3-1 deficit in their last series and came back to win that best-of-seven series, and they're down 3-1 again, and they're playing tonight. And if you think about even like our Houston Astros, I'll never forget an interview with the new owner of the Astros a couple years ago after they had lost 100 games or more a year, I think, if I'm not mistaken, for 3 straight years, something that never in futility of sports happened, I think, before in the baseball world. And yet his interview was very insightful because it taps right into our show today about dreams and about a plan and working your plan, because he talked about how they had turned around the farm system of the team from being one of the worst farm systems, according to all the ratings of that around, to like the top or the second from the top farm club organization in baseball. And so he said he had a belief that these young players that were turning things around and accomplishing great things in the minor leagues, as they came up through the ranks, that this would all turn around. And here we are 2 years later sitting in first place, that nobody expects us to sit in first place as the season gets rolling along at about the quarter benchmark or something like that. And so I think it's just we can go on with example after example in the sports field because that's so public, but I think it's also with business. When you hear the stories, the great stories of business entrepreneurs out there, it often starts with a vision and a belief and obviously hard work and getting the right people around and the systems and the processes in place for rapid growth, as you often teach your customers and clients, Mr. Coach, about rapid growth. And so we ought to have a great program today and see what our guests can talk to us about in their respective fields that will help our audience out there. Any final thoughts before we go to commercial break?
Yeah, I just want to urge the audience to get on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/LegalEagleAndTheCoach. You can post questions, comments, and concerns there or at facebook.com/Tough Talk Radio Network, where our producer can pick up those questions and get them to us while we're doing the show. I know we're going to head into commercial break right now, but look forward to being back in just a minute with Brad Rainey.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
All right, listeners around the world, we are back for the best hour of internet radio that we provide weekly, every Wednesday at this time, 12 Central Standard Time. I think it's 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And for those of you on the left coast, I'll have to figure that one out. But we are here and we're having fun and we're bringing up Brad Rainey and looking forward to a great conversation. Brad, how are you doing?
Guys, very happy to be on your show, and I'm happy that now, I don't know about you guys specifically, did you guys have any trouble with the flooding and stuff in your area, or were you guys okay?
Oh, well, yeah, we swam in kayak to work.
Actually, out in Katy, Texas, going the toll road up Westheimer Road across the city, it was pretty dry yesterday, very fortunate compared to some of our friends out there that got a lot more water.
Well, you know, I live right next to the ocean, and I'm very conscious of any of that stuff going on. Obviously, we haven't had any big stuff could come through the Jacksonville area in quite a while, but, you know, I feel very, very conscious about anybody on the coast when that happens because it's like, okay, well, maybe this is the year when it all changes and we're all running for the hills, but I'm happy that you guys are okay. Sorry for, you know, thoughts and prayers for anyone that was injured or lost someone that they loved in your area. It was tragic, and hopefully everything will be good from here.
Yeah,
that's what we're hoping so, as well as the weather clears up a little bit and gives us a little reprieve from the rain. Before we get into the rest of the show, Brad, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've already, broke the news that you're from the sunny state of Florida over there. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey to doing what you do.
Well, I've actually been in Florida since 2001. I actually grew up in East Tennessee, specifically Knoxville, and we went to Went to the other
beautiful country.
University of Tennessee. Yeah, it's gorgeous. But it's really mountains and football is what I grew up with. That's really all we knew. It was kind of that whole, you know, vibe that you grew up with. You get injected with orange when you're little, and you pretty much live it the rest of your life. But had
sure
the opportunity
you went
to
and have a great alumni in Peyton Manning.
It's the other shade of orange. Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's the other shade of orange. It's the one that, you know, you can wear when you're working on the side of the road. You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, believe me, I've heard all the jokes through the years. You know, orange is the only color that you can, you know, you wear on Saturday for the game, and then you can wear it Monday when you're Sunday when you're hunting, and then Monday when you're picking up trash. It's great. You know, it's perfect shade.
You should have got the burnt orange of the UT out in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, we get compared all the time. But and we don't have your basketball coach, so that's good to know that, you know, Rick Barnes just kind of moved over to us. He didn't have to change anything but the shade of orange. Still got T's and U's and all kinds of stuff to work with. But I've been in specifically media for about 25, 28 years now, one form or another, specifically television for the about 22 of that. This is the third business that I've owned. This one came out of nowhere. I really wasn't looking to start a third one. I had been in management, in sales management, and growing teams and recruiting and training for a long time. We got to the end of 2008, and we're getting predictions for 2009 here in Northeast Florida that were terrible for the broadcast marketplace. And I was just kind of looking for a way, guys, to keep my – kind of distract my team from the fact that they weren't going to make more money in 2009, that the market wasn't going to be there. They're all fully commissioned, so I didn't want to lose them. So I was really looking for something to kind of distract them and keep them focused on learning and getting better. The whole thought process I had is if we can survive this year and we are 2009 and we can be better by the end of it, we could be better equipped to take on our competition when the market does come back.
Okay, so, you know, we've had a few coaches on our show, and my co-host is a great business coach. In your sales and management training, if you were to just siphon it down into your views of the keys to success, and I know there's not a singular key to success, of course, but what can you share with our audience, those that are venturing into the entrepreneurial world, in a small business for the first time in their life, let's say?
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
All right, small little technical difficulty there. You know, we did talk about the weather being a little bit unstable here in the greater Houston area. So we are going to get our guest, Mr. Brad Rainey, back on the line with us, and we will continue the show from there. You know, David, this is fun getting to weather these storms like this and keep going, right?
Yes, and you know, it's these things happen, and basically in life and in business, things happen. You know, it's not always, as I like to say to folks, a straight line progression of starting out and moving up the mountain in a successful way, in a consistent way. There's trials, there's tribulations, there's curves that's thrown our way, and it's how you adjust to those curves, how you adapt to those curves, that often is the difference between success and failure. And I'm sure when you make your assessments, Mr. Coach, of businesses that are your customers and clients, you see the same things. You have to educate and counsel people, and you have to have a certain personality to weather the storms of business successfully.
Well, you know, it's been said that they've often said, you know, it's the strongest and the fittest of the species that will survive and be on top. But if you really look at it, it's the part of the species that is the most adaptable to change and these occurrences that are the people that rise to the top and species that rises to the top. Because if you can adapt and change to any environment or any situation, then, you know, you can overcome and then triumph in the end. So, you know, we're having fun on our show.
I can remember years and years ago, I can remember wanting to get into the video business many, many years ago. Had a great name, Showtime Video. I was up in Anchorage, Alaska, where I secured my first position as a lawyer, got an offer I couldn't refuse, and made a friend who was an accountant, and we thought we were going to rock the world with Showtime Video, and we got an SBA loan approved and everything. But then the world started to change because cable started to come online, the grocery store started to get into the video game, Blockbuster Video came along, and thank goodness we didn't go forward because we would have had a very short shelf life in that business because the world was changing.
Got it. Well, you know, Tony, our producer, says we have Brad back with us. Brad, are you there?
I didn't know I was gone. I was talking your ears off and looked up, and then I saw the phone ringing. And I'm like, what happened? So I don't even know where I got to in the conversation, guys. You have to refresh me.
Let me see if I can start us back with the question. I pretty much tried to ask you the question with all your management and sales training out there. If someone wanted to venture into the world of being a new entrepreneur, had never been there before, are there just a few keys to success or startup that you could help share with our audience that you've learned over your years of experience?
Sure, happy to. Like I said, the and I don't know if you even got this, but this last business that I did was not intended. I was a sales manager and had just written a book and it sold pretty well, and it kind of took me into a new path, and my wife challenged me to decide to do this as a business or not, and I actually did at the beginning of 2012, and it's been a pretty interesting roller coaster ride. There's never a good time to get married. There's never a perfect time to have a child. There's never the perfect time to, you know, actually start a business. 2012 wasn't that perfect time, but it was the point where I had just turned 50 and I had worked 361 days in 2011, because my wife told me there were only 4 days I didn't work during that year, and she said, you know, you're 50, not 30, big boy. You need to pick something, and so I did, and I decided it was time to try to do this as an actual business. Here's what it comes down to, and this is what really the new book I have out and the training I've been doing for years really kind of focuses on this. I help people uncover really what their true gifts are, their traits, and their, you know, within their abilities. In the right context, we call them spiritual gifts. In the general context, we call them, you know, traits and abilities, things that you've been gifted with. You already have them. You're hardwired for them. Here's what happens, and this is pretty interesting, guys. 85% of my clientele is female. And it's not because I'm so cute or wonderful. It's because that women honestly believe that they're not done yet, that they can get better, that they either want to learn more for themselves or they want to do something to share it with somebody else, or they want to help their spouse or somebody get to the next level. They're always looking to share. And guys come to me when they're desperate. Guys come to me when they hate their job, when they've worked somewhere for 20 years and they don't want to do it anymore. They feel like it's the time to go forward, but they're not really sure what to do. And we sit down and we go through a couple of exercises that help kind of uncover what those gifts and traits and abilities are. And then we walk through specific things that we go right through the book. I take a personal SWOT with them. You know, let's outline your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, where you are now, where you want to be, and kind of get them on paper so we can look at them and understand what you're up against. Then we go after what we've done that, and that can be one session, that can be multiple sessions. I've had it go for weeks where you keep evaluating it and you keep kind of figuring out what it is, and people have to think about it and dig deep. I call it a mental colonoscopy. We get up in there and really kind of dig around to figure out what's making you tick. And then after that, we begin to write mission and vision statements. and you really write something down. And if you look at them carefully, I've got them outlined in the book, and you can Google them online and see the difference. There's a crisp, distinct difference between a mission statement and the vision statement. And once you get a hold of which one is which, you write one, and then it helps you to write the other. And it really puts your thoughts and ideas and your future on paper. You kind of sit with that, you relate with that, you live with it for a week or so, you go back and look at it every so often, you look at different times of the day because you're a different person at different times of the day, and you kind of get an impression if that's right. And from those, we actually write a business plan. And it is, you know, what is it, you know, where do you want to be in 12 months, 24 months, 36, whatever the goal is, and basically sit down and outline the plan along with specific guideposts. So you can say, hey, this is where I want to be in 12 months. So in 6 months, I need to be 50% of the way there. In 3 months, I need to be 25% of the way there. So you can really understand tangibly if you're on track, ahead, or maybe perhaps behind, and understanding what needs to happen. At the level that I generally work, it's people that are in their 40s and 50s. They're probably working a job, and they can't just quit and start something else. So what we do is we create Plan B. We let them learn how to do this all on the side, learn how to get things ready, whether they want to be an entrepreneur or whether they want to buy into find a partner and go into business that way, or whether they just want to change careers completely and do something that they feel more is in line. Either of those is the same kind of process. You still got to get to the point where you understand it, where you can see it, and you create a clear roadmap for where you want to go. I often tell people, I said, look, if I told you to get in your car and drive to Montana, you might end up in Canada or Cuba because you might not know where you're going. The key is having a map or having somebody that's been there before. In this case, you have both. You have somebody that's done it, that's gone along the ride with you and experienced the bumps and bruises. And there's also a clear roadmap on how to get from here to there. But you can't go anywhere till you understand where you are now. And the vowels that I hope I got out and described earlier before it disappeared off the call. I hope that, we start with those. And when you understand what those seven things are and how to use them within yourself and to understand more about you, you kind of excavate who you are, excavate those real gifts and talents that you have, and that becomes the beginning part of the GPS. Then you have to draw the map to where you want to go. And that line may be a straight superhighway, but more than likely it's squiggly and looks like a roller coaster. Either way, you get from where you are to where you want to go following the map that you've helped to create. Is it perfect? No, because you're going to have bumps and bruises. Things are going to happen. You're going to have to make course alterations. You think you're on track, and all of a sudden your wife says, I'm going to quit and go into real estate like mine did about 3 months ago. And you're like, really? That's just not exactly the time, dear, but if you're feeling it, let's go for it. So, you know, we found a way to work around that. I had a business plan and model I was working, and I had to shift it a little bit because her income was part of that, and now she's loving what she does. She's absolutely vibrant every day, but we have had to sit back and go, okay, let's readjust the plan a little bit. It's going to be a little bit different now that income goes to somewhere else, or we're waiting for her business to take off the way mine has. So
exactly.
There is no right time. It's you got to feel it. You got to have somebody around you, and this is the key. And I hope people take away, if nothing else, this particular part. There's a blog on my website called Champions, Coaches, and Cheerleaders. It's written for job seekers, but it's really about anyone. And what they are comprises the fact that the last part of the book is called the Final Stage of the Climb, and it's really about climbing your personal mountains. If you were to go into Kilimanjaro and walk up to a Sherpa and say, hey, I'm going to climb this mountain today, they would say, where's the rest of your team? And you say, no, I'm good. I'm an expert. I'm going to climb it by myself. They will throw you off the mountain. They're not going to let you do it because they know you're going to end up in a big ball of snow and they're going to have to come find you in a couple of days. They're not going to let you do it. It's dangerous. It's stupid. And it's not allowed. Well, why would you go on a journey trying to find your own, you know, reach your own peak, climb that last part of your mountain, which is the steepest part, by yourself? It's dumb. It's stupid. It's dangerous. Why would you do it? Well, you don't have to. There's a team of people around you that exists right now that you can create, champions, coaches, and cheerleaders. Champions are the people that can help you get what you want. Yeah.
Brad, I got to jump in real quick. Okay. We got the constraints of time that we're running up against with the commercial breaks, but I need to get to our audience. You said a lot of important and very powerful things there that I know intrigued and sparked interest in our listeners. So how would they best get in touch with you so that they could actually begin your process? So is there a website with a phone number? What would be the best way for them to contact you?
Sure. I do things pretty simply. It's actually Brad Rainey, RANEY.com is the website. Brad@bradrainey.com is the email, which is at my phone that I carry around with me. And then if you want a direct dial, if you feel like you want to, you know, reach out that way, 904-343-0169 is the cell phone that's in my pocket all day long. It's pretty easy.
Excellent.
Ways. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, but those are the easiest ways to find me. And like I said, whether it's an individual, whether it's a company, whether it's a group, I've done all kinds of you know, I'll work with folks there, and it's just a matter of being at the right place, ready to hear the opportunity.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, and for everyone that was listening, please get over to bradrainey.com, find out more about all the insights and information and services that Brad can help you as you begin your journey, or maybe you take your journey to the next level as a business owner or even as an executive in a company. So, Brad, appreciate you being on the show, and we've got to head into a commercial break, and we'll be back in a minute.
Thank you, Mr. Rainey. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to takeactiongetprofits.com to learn more.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another great hour of Internet Radio with Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the Coach, Brian Kaiser, here with the soaring Legal Eagle, Mr. David Altenburn, and we're having a great time today on the show. If you haven't done so already, pop on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Legal Eagle and the Coach and go ahead and like our page there. That way you can keep up with us, and you can also post interesting things that and topics that maybe you'd like us to cover on the show, and maybe you'd like to ask a guest that we have on some questions. But let us know. Right now, we're going to head over to Brian Turner. Brian, how are you doing?
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Good afternoon to you,
Brian,
sir.
David.
Yes. You and I got to converse a little while back in April. And just to get our listeners back up to speed, tell us a little bit about who you are. And this should be a fantastic interview because we had a great time last time. So really looking forward to it. But like I said, let the audience know a little bit about who you are, and then we'll get into the real meat and potatoes of the interview.
So I'm a former president of a company that used to do paramedical exams for the insurance industry. The paramedical industry hires nurses and technicians to go out and do mostly life and disability medical exams before you get life insurance or disability insurance. Usually you have to pass a brief medical exam, and so I hired a number of technicians. to do those examinations. Unfortunately, during the period of my business, I got sued by one of the insurance agents, and a $20,000 non-binding arbitration award exploded into a $2 million judgment. It was really devastating. I spent years researching the law, and what I discovered was very disconcerting. The United States is the number one country in the world when it comes to the number of lawsuits on a per capita basis. No country comes even close to America. There are nearly 15 to 20 million lawsuits filed every year, newly filed lawsuits. And this has been ongoing for about 20 to 30 years. The amazing thing, though, is that no school, no educational institution in this country offers a course of study in lawsuit protection. It's non-existent. And I was just flabbergasted. I said, God, with a lawsuit epidemic, that's, you know, involving every American, why isn't there anyone offering lawsuit protection, a course of study? And so I'm on a mission, I'm on a crusade to basically to protect the public, to teach the public lawsuit protection 101. And I spent 3 years writing a book, a year copy editing it with tape publishing. It's called How to Kill a Lawsuit. And I have a website, howtokillalawsuit.com. And it clearly explains what everyone needs to do to protect themselves against the, you know, the lawsuits that they're not going away. They're not even leveling off.
Well, Mr. Turner, this is David Altenburn, the Legal Eagle on our show. I was in court last time when you were a guest. We're very honored to have you as a second-time guest. And let me say a couple things, I guess, helping educate our audience as we like to do. And by the way, I did just order your book. It looks like a great book on many fronts. But you know, America has a different approach to things. We do not screen lawsuits for their merits up front. And many countries, elders decide legal disputes or things like that. But in our system, we have an adversarial system where, as lawyers like to say often in jury selection, especially if you're a defense attorney defending a case that you think should not be brought, that, you know, it only costs $200 to file a lawsuit against anybody for anything in America. And then, obviously, there's a service fee to get them served on the lawsuit under due process. And then we have an adversarial system, and the theory, at least, is that the frivolous lawsuits will eventually get weaned out of the system before they ever get to trial on motions for summary judgment. But you are correct. As someone that has graduated law school, there's not much at all taught about judgment protection. Legal methods that people can protect their assets. However, Texas is probably the most judgment-protective state in the nation. Our homesteads cannot, no matter the size of the judgment, an acre of property in the city, no matter the value of the property, or up to 200 acres in the country, if it is your homestead, it cannot be attached, it cannot be sold to satisfy a judgment, unlike some states like California and other states where it can be sold to satisfy a judgment. So let me ask you, in your research for your book, you know, since we are a nation of 50 states with different laws for each state, did you do a national-based type research for your book in giving your advice?
Yes, I did. Texas and Florida are the two prominent states where there's an unlimited homestead, which is great. I really think there should be a federal statute that protects people's homes. I don't think it's fair to a family to, you know, lose a home. You have children, you're raising children. The home really should be taken off the table, so to speak.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you, and Texas does have that protection.
Except for a tax lien. Obviously, if you don't pay your taxes, I believe the IRS can go after your home, and even the state can. I think there's an exception. And then the civil forfeiture laws. If you're involved in criminal activity, I believe the government can confiscate your real property. But aside from that,
to pay on a mortgage. default on a mortgage also, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's usually written. In some states, the mortgage lender doesn't even have to go to court. They can just foreclose. There are other states where they have to go to court first.
Tax-deferred accounts are also exempt from judgment collection. And then many states have a certain dollar value for other things like personal property, kind of at garage sale valuations that's protected from judgment collection. But what other things have you found out there across the nation that folks can do that find themselves in perhaps a serious business dispute or other dispute to kind of protect their wealth as it grows through their years?
Well, one of the big problems that I've encountered with a number of people, I'm usually on a circuit where I go to like Rotary clubs, Kiwanis clubs, to give seminars about lawsuit protection, and often the audience will ask questions. Many people wait too long to start to move their assets to protect them, and I tell everyone, you are free to transfer assets. However, once you've been threatened with a lawsuit, once you're actually a defendant in a lawsuit, or if you have judgment creditors, you can no longer freely transfer your assets. It's called a fraudulent conveyance.
True.
And
potentially. It's a potential. It's not just a clear cut, but you are correct that there is a potential argument that the transfer has been made to avoid creditors, which you may not do.
Right.
But you
with
know,
anything
you
that,
can have
that potentially
legitimate.
Hinders. Yes.
Yeah.
So the key is preparation. That's what I tell people. Prepare before you're sued.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Brian, as you're going into this interview, and you and I spoke before, but one thing I want the listeners to you know, get over to the website, howtokillalawsuit.com. There is a discount offer for getting the book, I believe, is up there. There's a promo code and all that, so get over there, get the book. But tell the listeners a little bit about you're someone that provides a kind of a protection policy, if you will, that if you when you purchase the book, it actually doubles. But you have a protection policy. Touch on that just for the listeners, how that works.
Well, the book comes with a gift. There are not many books that do have gifts, but this is a bona fide gift that's backed by my publisher, Tate Publishing. There's a section in my on my website that describes in detail the protection policy. When you buy the book, if you buy it from Amazon, it's a $10,000 protection policy. On my website, if you purchase the book, it's doubled. So you have a $20,000 protection policy. And it's really described quite clearly and in a detailed format. But generally speaking, if you purchase the book, which would be tax deductible if you use the book, and you make proper transfers of your assets, legitimate transfers, you record, for example, I'll give you an example. You want to protect your home. If you're in a state like California, where many homeowners have a lot of equity, exposed equity in their homes, because the homestead exemption in California is really paltry. It's not unlimited like it is in Texas and Florida and perhaps a couple other states. But it's not only about $75,000. If you're over 62 or 65, I think it's $125,000. But with the million-dollar homes in California, you could easily have $500,000 of exposed equity. If the home is transferred, perhaps to a trust or to a transportation agreement, using a transportation agreement, it should be recorded. Any transfer of real property must be recorded, although by law you don't have to record it. It's really silly not to, because you lose a lot of protection. You want constructive notice of potential third parties. So record the transfer. And the protection policy basically states that after the statute of limitations, which is 4 years in California, if you happen to be sued wrongly for a fraudulent conveyance,
now,
my company will come in and protect the purchaser of the book.
Let's talk about some specific vehicles like annuities or life insurance policies that have cash values to those life insurance policies. in your research, are those typically exempt from judgment collection, or are those exposed to judgment collection?
Well, with a life insurance policy, if you're vulnerable potentially to a lawsuit, it would make a lot more sense not to own the policy if you're not the policy owner. Even though there may be life insurance on your life, you don't have to worry. Creditors cannot touch it. So it's basically the owner of the life insurance policy that's potentially vulnerable to a seizure. With some annuities, yes, they can be to a certain extent judgment-proof. There are foreign annuities. I know some very wealthy people. They have offshore companies, and the offshore company is actually an insurance company and puts an annuity on them, or you can use other third-party annuity. But I think an offshore annuity would be a lot safer from creditor seizure. So that's what I would suggest.
Since our show is about entrepreneurs, another common vehicle that we lawyers at least like to advise clients about is setting up corporations for their business so that their contracts with others are in the name of the corporation. And unless there's a personal guarantee, typically the assets of the individual is not something exposed to lawsuits over that business transaction. Is that consistent with your research?
Well, yes. If you have a personal guarantee, then your personal assets are on the line. Normally speaking,
but if you don't,
if a corporation transacts business, it's the corporate assets that are on the line. Definitely. So that's very, very helpful. However, when talking about corporations, if you are a judgment debtor and you own stock, that stock can be seized by the judgment creditor, and if it has value, it can be cashed in. So that's another. So take the situation where you're the owner of a corporation. One of the things about corporations, too, it only provides limited liability. It doesn't provide absolute liability. So if the corporation does something that is grossly negligent or reckless, then the corporate veil can be pierced. And a creditor potentially can go after the owners of the corporation. And then the corporation owners, the corporate owners, are on the hook. And their stock could be seized and other personal assets. So, but definitely, if you're running a business, and I tell this to everyone that I speak to, do not operate a business as a sole proprietor. There's absolutely no protection. A sole proprietorship has no protection at all. And never operate a business through a general partnership. That is, that's making a very potentially serious mistake, because it only takes one of the general partners to make a mistake, and all the general partners will be sued. If you want to operate a business, the best way is a corporation or a limited liability company. But the problem with limited liability companies are basically that there's not a lot of case law backing them up. They're the newcomer on the block, so to speak. Corporations have been around for hundreds of years, and there's a plethora of corporate law on the books, and judges are very familiar with corporations. So I prefer a corporation over a limited liability company, basically because you have so much more case law that backs up the corporation. And with California, unfortunately, just recently, single-member limited liability companies can, there's a thing called a reverse, a corporate piercing. So if the owner, that
really,
member of that, yes?
Isn't really the simplest way to set up tax deferred? In other words, if you set up self-employed profit-sharing plans and things along those lines, obviously you need to get with a stockbroker to give you expert advice, but you can actually protect from judgment seizure in many states, certainly here in Texas, those type accounts, correct?
Yes, and in fact, I'd probably go to a tax attorney. But there's the call ERISA. The acronym is ERISA, and it's fairly complicated. Even with my research, it wasn't totally clear on many in many areas. Individuals who are operating a business, if they're a single member entity and they don't have anyone else, I believe those ERISA plans could be potentially seized by creditors. So the little trick is to hire your wife or some family members and have them part of the tax-deferred retirement plan. And then under federal law, that's protected. I believe it's up to $1 million, I think, perhaps more. Don't quote me on that. The law is continually changing. But you need more than one person in these plans, these retirement plans, to get the federal protection. So that's very helpful. But the area of the law is complicated, and I think the best approach is to contact a tax attorney who would give you, obviously, expert advice on how to protect your retirement plan.
Well, you know what's, I think, so timely about your second appearance on our show for our audience is that we started the show with our theme being about essentially controlling your own destiny, creating your own dreams. And we talked about a quote about believing in yourself. And I think, you know, what's so important about your advice is that if you start realizing those dreams and you start bringing in some serious money to your business, obviously it is important to protect it for your family. In Texas, you can have your homestead up to unlimited value, if I'm not mistaken, on an acre or less of land in the city and up to 200 acres in the country. And so having a nice home, and if necessary, paying down that home and paying off the mortgage is one way to have protection. And then these tax-deferred accounts that we've talked about, the profit and pension sharing plans, with your additional advice of family members being part of your business and participating in those plans, is another way to get great protection. And if you're correct, up to $1 million under federal law. And you know, we also talk about teams. What team of advisors would you suggest? Obviously, they could come to someone like yourself, but among professionals, I think you said a tax accountant or a tax attorney is a good place to go.
Yes, I believe my recommendation, if you want to start up a business or corporation, a business attorney that understands how to form a corporation would be very important. A tax attorney would be another individual. You might want to consider also offshore accounts, offshore corporations, when you start getting into, if your net worth is approaching $500,000 or $1 million, that can make a lot of sense too. There is actually, with foreign corporations too, they don't have to pay any capital gains taxes on stock profits, which is very nice. A lot of people don't know that. That's a legal way of avoiding capital gains.
A business attorney also, if you have partners, can talk about key man life insurance arrangements where if someone were to pass away among the partners, you're not in business with their spouses per se, but you have in place an agreement that certain life insurance proceeds will buy out their stock, for example, in a corporation. So there's a number of strategies, and it's a pretty sophisticated business, but I think it's awesome that you have spent the research you have to come out with a book, so there is a great resource material for our audience out there that wants to learn more about how to build their wealth and basically protect their wealth that they build as they build the dream business of their life. So, Mr. Coach, you have any questions to finish us up on this segment? Well, we may have lost the call.
Well, yes.
How does our audience get in touch with you, sir? How can our audience get in touch with you as an expert if they want you to come speak to their group or they want to meet with you one-on-one on their individual situations?
I have a contact page on my website. Go to howtokillalawsuit.com, and there's a tab where it says contact. develop the information, send it to me, and I'll respond to you very quickly. Perhaps even, you know, call you, leave your phone number as well. I'll do whatever I can to answer any questions, to help provide good advice, steer you in the right direction. If you would like for me to speak at one of your seminars, meetings, wherever, please contact me. I'm on a mission, I'm on a crusade to help the public learn what they need to do to protect themselves against lawsuits. In the beginning,
no
you
doubt.
Were talking about... Yes?
Go ahead.
Yeah, David, in the beginning you were talking about the number of frivolous lawsuits. I'd like to just touch on that. I know time's almost running out, but very briefly, I think one of the major problems in this country is that the loser does not have to pay the winner's attorney's fees. That is a big problem. That encourages a lot of frivolous lawsuits. And if that
let me
ever
just
change,
interject. We, let me interject for a moment here, because when I first started practicing law, I was at one of the newest states in our country, Alaska. And up there, routinely, the winner does a post-trial motion in those days for an award of attorney's fees. And actually, there is a trend, I believe, going across the country to have provisions like that. In Texas here, if you have a breach of contract case, the prevailing party gets attorney's fees, but you don't get it, for example, on personal injury matters and lawsuits. But you are absolutely correct that if the loser had to pay the attorney's fees of the winner, that really does have an impact on not having as many lawsuits and not having kind of the fringe lawsuits, let's say. So,
hey, David and Brian, I am back. A few technical difficulties, but I'm back up. We're going to have to let everybody know to jump over to the website, howtokillalawsuit.com, and we're going to have to go to a quick break so that we can wrap up the show. But, Brian, it's been awesome having you on for a second time, and this time actually getting to talk to the Legal Eagle.
Thank you so
much. Thanks very much for having me on. Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back after a short break.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft.
Listen to the Legal Eagle and the Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, the Legal Eagle and the Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Well, this is the Legal Eagle back to finish up our show here, and we hope our audience, despite our technical difficulties, enjoyed today's show. Our first guest was a coach, a business management specialist coach, and we broke in and we broke out. But at the end of the day, he talked about having a team on your personal journey up your mountain, which is basically consistent with our theme of controlling your own destiny and creating your own dreams. And he talked about having champions and coaches and cheerleaders as part of the team. and that he has a diagnostic program so that people can follow their passion. And then our second guest talked about, as you go up the mountain and you create your wealth, how do you protect your wealth? And he has researched it on a national basis on howtokillalawsuit.com, very creative title over one of the most famous lawyer movies of all time, How to Kill a Mockingbird. Maybe he got it there, maybe he just thought it up special on his own, but that's what it made me think about as an attorney that's in the lawsuit business, a litigation attorney. And so we bantered back and forth about several areas that people can try to protect their assets. What are your final thoughts today, Mr. Coach?
Well, we had a few technical difficulties, but we overcame everything. We hope everyone enjoyed the show. Two amazing guests. It was really, really cool. I hope everyone goes over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/LegalEagleAndTheCoach. Like our page. Follow us there. We will see you next week.
You have been listening to Legal Eagle and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.